It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the NKY Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LinkNKY.com. A Campbell County middle school teacher was awarded the Gold Star Teacher Award. Kristen Bonfield won the award, annually celebrating the hard work and dedication of local teachers who exhibit a passion for their profession while also going above and beyond for their students. Bonfield was one of 935 nominations spanning 700 public and private schools from preschool to high school. Gold Star and representatives from the Children's Theater of Cincinnati came together to surprise Bonfield with the award. As the winner of the 2024 Gold Star Teacher Award, she was awarded by Gold Star a $1,000 individual grant for her classroom, a $500 donation to the Campbell County Middle School made on her behalf, a gift basket full of Gold Star swag, and $250 worth of school supplies and free cheese coney coupons for the entire school. In addition, Bonfield has also received her choice of a special prize from the Children's Theater, taking her classroom to see a performance of Disney's Finding Nemo Jr., or a production of the 2024-25 season at the Taft Theater. Known by her students as Senora Bonfield, she has a passion for teaching and tries to help every student experience other cultures they otherwise. She founded the Campbell County Middle School's Spanish program and even worked remotely to teach a student who could not attend classes during their battle against cancer. Bonfield aims to inspire each child she teaches to travel and experience the world outside of their native Kentucky communities. The Covington Education Foundation has named Covington Mayor Joe Meyer its 2024 Person of the Year. The foundation was established in 1997 to provide post-secondary scholarships, develop youth leaders, and support mentoring. Since 2009, the foundation has provided funds to support 50 mentor pairs for one another, awarded $50,000 in college scholarships and fees, and granted $4,550 to youth leadership development, according to the foundation's webpage. The foundation will hold an annual ceremony on June 12th at 6 p.m. at the Dries Pavilion in DeVal Park. Street sweeping for the spring season will begin in Covington next week on Monday, April 1st. The work will continue through May 23rd, and drivers who park on the affected streets should plan accordingly. Tori McCain, Supervisor of Public Works General Maintenance Division, said in a city announcement that cars being left on the affected streets will likely lead to more trash, dirt, and debris along the roads, which can have the effect of backing up storm sewers. Moreover, cars left parked on affected streets are at risk of getting ticketed. Covington residents can find out when their streets will be swept in two ways. Online, you can find out when crews will be on your street, and more specifically, on your side of the street. Visit the city's online schedule and type in your address. You'll be given two dates. One corresponds to the north or east sides of the street, and one to the south or west sides of the street, depending on how your street is oriented. Signs will be posted on the business day before in residential areas. Streets and commercial districts that are swept weekly will have permanent signage. That's going to wrap things up for Hump Day, March 27th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, my name is Noah Jones. I will talk with you all tomorrow. Thanks for listening.